We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
He's guilty, and he should be impeached.
The congressional Democrats are obsessed with demented hoaxes, crazy witch hunts.
So this should end now, as quickly as possible.
We don't have enough respect for the chief executive of our country.
Here's the only conclusion I can come to, and it's a harsh one, and I feel very bad about it. He's a backstabber.
Whoever I pick is capable of needing to be a president, because I'm an old guy.
I certainly feel the urge.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Welcome back. My friend Keith Antone has ventured into the studio this morning.
He braved the snowstorm.
He did.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes, I'm doing well. Denise, Trish, good morning to you guys. Now for you, Mr. Man.
He was out soliciting his Facebook friends to listen this morning because we were in a bit of a debate. He's got people on his Facebook page that want my head on a platter.
Well, and they also been calling me and asked me, does Mark Cox take calls? I said, yeah, but he won't take.
Of course he
does. He only takes Republican calls.
That's not true.
I know. And he only has Republicans on. I know. I'm just kidding.
Not true.
Pompeo!
What's Pompeo got to do with it?
I just thought I'd say that.
You like that?
Yeah. Pompeo.
Schiff.
Yeah. Okay, well, we could go
that's
all
like
day.
It's like loud noises. I don't understand where you're going with that.
It's going to be a long
Hey, you know what? This is historic. I got to mark this day. I heard Stacey on the Cliff today where I actually agree with her about the people out there, the panhandlers.
Issue? Yeah.
And you know what, Mark? I want to take it a little further, if I can, with your permission. I even think that they should stop the folks from selling goods. Like at the corner of Natural Bridge and Kings Highway, you can buy anything from a refrigerator to socks, right? Right there at the corner in front of the White Castles. And they should stop people from selling things, and they should also stop these little league teams. When I was running a youth program at my church, I would not allow my youth team to go out and be beggars, because I believe that you teach them, you give them a hand up, not a hand down. And I hate that with a passion. I have always hated the fact that we'd have these little miners out there, busy intersections, begging for money. Why not have a car wash? Why not sell popcorn? Why not do something else to teach them a work ethic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is one that just really gets under my skin when I see these grown folks out there standing on the street where it's safe and the young kids are out there in the middle.
With the cup. Yeah,
with the cup. I think that you should stop it all. Just stop it all.
You know, it's not a Republican or Democrat.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. It's not a black or white.
No.
It's to Stacey's point. It's not Democrat. It's not Republican. And you know, just yesterday I was going into the supermarket. The guy said, Walgreens, right over there off of Lafayette. And the guy says, hey, OG, you got $3, $4? I said, $3, $4? Whatever happened to nickel or dime?
Yeah, thank you.
I need to be on that corner. If I could get $3, $4 every half hour, that's about $6 an hour. I'm in the Mark Cox income.
Thank you. I know. It's bumping you up there, man.
Bump me up, baby.
It's true.
All
right. That's great. We You know, yesterday you posed a question on your Facebook page, and I'm like, Keith, thank you so much for asking. Can a single Republican explain to me what the president's accused of here and why he didn't do what he's accused of?
Well, I also put out there what really started the controversy is that why are we bringing the Bidens into this? I mean, that's a red herring. I mean, why are we all of a sudden we're there? If the Bidens did something wrong, here's how I am. If they did something wrong, have a separate trial, take them and do whatever you have to do, make them, you know, face the music. I believe if you do the crime, you do the time. I think this is two different trials. I think that you have the president, and so now they're throwing this over here. Yeah, yeah, he might have did it, but hey, look, the Bidens did this. And then, to top it off, as always, they brought in, let's impeach Obama.
Obama's gone. The entire conversation.
Here you go.
We can go back and find the tape. In May of this year, I pointed out that Joe Biden audio of him admitting that he withheld $1 billion to Ukraine.
Because of why?
Because he knew there were problems over there and corruption, and he wanted this prosecutor fired, right? So back in May, I'm talking about this. The whole conversation with the president's discussion with the president of Ukraine, didn't none of that happen until July.
But here's
so
what I'm saying.
All of the Biden stuff was already out there. It was working. There's no doubt that's one reason why it was part of the president's conversation. You got all kinds of corruption over there, including Joe Biden would threaten to withhold $1 billion from you while his son's making $1 million a year for a Ukrainian company. Keith, if you were the president of the United States and your son, who had a degree in, you know, teaching high school chemistry, right, suddenly got a job at a gas company in the Ukraine making $1 million a year, that's a conflict of interest.
How many years ago did this happen, Mr. Cox? We've had plenty of opportunities for Congress or the Senate to bring them to face the music. You don't bring it up right now while we're trying to, fry the president.
But he didn't admit it until May of this year. But it was brought up in 2017.
Okay.
ABC News did a story on it. Nobody seems to have any interest. This is the thing with Democrats. They're never held accountable for what they do.
But you know what? What you said earlier, I bet this isn't a Democrat or a Republican thing. I bet you there's 75% of the parents out there that would say, if I could use the influence, look at Donald Trump Jr. Look at Eric. They're riding on their father's coattail.
No, they're not.
Yes, the hell if they are. Where are they working at? They sure ain't working at Schnucks. They're riding on their father's coattail. So I'm saying, as a father, if I could get my son a $50,000, $100,000 a month job, I'd
do it. Not if you're president of the United States or vice president.
Well, before he was the
president.
There
are ethics rules against
that.
Yeah, there are ethics rules against that.
Okay.
You can't do that.
But why are we just bringing it up now in 2020? That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, they may be guilty as hell, Mark, but all I'm saying is, why are we just bringing it up now?
Because
I don't know what they did. They did something. I just had to say that, Cox.
Let's keep you in here. I want to keep this conversation going. Right, get buddy. To a quick break. Keith Antone, I'm going to set him straight here in just a minute. 314-241-9797.
There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment.
This is unfair to the American people. By these actions, you would undo the free election that expressed the will of the American people in 1996.
This is a constitutional amendment that we are debating, not an impeachment resolution. We are permitting a constitutional coup d'etat.
We have broken the seal on this extremely extreme penalty so cavalierly that it will be used as a routine tool to fight political battles.
Do you agree with him, Keith? Those are all your fellow Democrats back in 1996.
96. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Bring up 2020, my friend.
That was Jerry Nadler. That was Chuck Schumer.
Was
Ed Markey, the Democratic senator. And it was Zoe Lofgren, who are the House managers.
I know.
Those are the arguments they made in 96.
Well, if it worked then, I see the Republicans have taken it out of the playbook, huh? They're saying the same thing. But you know, Mark, serious. Come on. I mean, serious. You know that's what you do when you're in war. It's the opposition. You say it's not fair. You say it's unconstitutional. That's what you say. And we're hearing it right now from the Republicans. And so, yeah, you bring that up. That's what they said in 96. And that's what you're saying right now in 2020.
They may claim that Bill Clinton was impeached because of the Republicans just didn't like him.
No,
but he
lied.
Did violate the law. He committed perjury.
Absolutely.
At least you had something that you could pin and say he did this.
Right.
You can't prove that Donald Trump did anything that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. There's no proof of it. What are you laughing about?
He's got all these witnesses. Listen, he tried to get a foreign country to interfere with an American election.
No, he didn't. How was that interfering with an American election?
He held up the money, man.
No, he didn't.
Oh, come on, Cox.
The money was released 3 weeks before the deadline to when the money needed to be released.
Okay. Why did he get impeached?
The president of the – because
they don't like
Nancy
them.
Pelosi like and the Democrats know they can't win in November.
Okay.
And they needed to be able to say, no matter what else happens, he's been impeached, and he's always been impeached. I'm sorry. My dentures aren't working right. But
haven't I been consistent, though? I said the way I want to see Donald Trump hauled out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is at the ballot box. Have I said that? Yes or no?
You have said
I've been consistent, right, guys? I've been consistent.
So we can all agree this whole ought to just end because it's a political witch hunt.
Well, that's just my opinion, right? It's just my opinion on 97.1 Talk with Mark Cox.
Is it a different opinion somewhere else?
You tag on right. You tag on right on my Facebook page. No. But that's my opinion. I think that's how we beat him, and that's how I'd like to see him beat. But you know what? But he's done. You know what? You've got the clip. You know he's done something, and as long as I live, I'm gonna stand by that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I know it is. Let me hear you. Let me play this for you because this is why I think that your party is in deep trouble. Go to cut 43, please.
I can think of at least 8 women, at least 4 or 5 people of color, that I think are totally qualified to be Vice President of the United States. But for me, it has to be demonstrated that whoever I pick is 2 things. One, is capable of needing to be a president because I'm an old guy.
Don't vote for me because I'm going to die anyway. Just vote for my vice presidential pick who didn't make it in the primary.
Who still has a heartbeat.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let me just tell you this. I want to tell you this. I tell you who I'm looking at real, real close at now here lately.
Oh, no. Bloomberg, don't
yes,
say
sir.
That. You are not.
Oh,
you
yes,
are
I am.
Not.
Yes,
not.
I am. Yes,
How'd
I am.
How'd you guess?
An evil, rich a businessman to be president
Whoa.
Of the United States? How could you do that?
Well, we got one in there now, right?
You hate the one that's in there now.
I certainly don't. I don't hate him. I disagree with him. I think he's mean. I think he's,
Tell me what you disagree with. You know what? I know you and I both had bosses in our life.
We have.
Being good Buckeyes. We've worked in Ohio. I've worked in South Carolina. I've worked in a number of states. I've worked here. I've had bosses that I don't like, but who I begrudgingly admired what they were able to get done, even though I didn't like necessarily the way they went around about it. That describes Donald Trump. What don't you like? Do you not like the great economy? Do you not like the USMCA trade deal that he's signing today? Do you not like the trade deal that he struck with China? Do you not like the extra billions he's bringing in to fund the defense of Europe and NATO? All of these things are victories on behalf of this country by this president. Keith Antone, tell me what's not to like.
I don't like him. I don't know. I don't like him. No, I really don't like
him. Why would you want to change any of that?
No, seriously. I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like how he treats people. I don't like how he treats the media. I just don't like his whole demeanor. He just doesn't seem like a good guy. He's not a guy, Mark, that I think you'd go out and have a beer with. I just don't think so.
He doesn't drink though.
I know. So you wouldn't
go have a beer. I'd go have a Big Mac with him.
Yeah, I was gonna say Big Mac. But you're losing weight and looking good, buddy.
Thank you.
Huh? You lost what, 10 pounds
15?
Already?
I'm down 15.
You're on a roll.
Yeah,
so
I couldn't have a Big Mac right now.
So you can have a Big Mac. But that's what I don't like about him. And I guess, you know, I just don't like the way he does what he does. He has been effective. Hey, he's got about a 90% approval rating with people that, you know, that follow him, his base, the Republicans. And so there's somebody that likes him. Last night, it looks like, 20, 30,000 people showed up at this rally?
Here's what I said the other day.
I mean, there's people that like him.
How do you deny those numbers?
Not necessarily because they agree with how he does things.
Exactly.
Which there's lots of people in your life that are like that. You love them, but you wouldn't necessarily do things the way they do them.
And let me say this, Mark. I was sitting with some friends the other day on Sunday. We were sitting at my house, and we were talking, and they absolutely flat out said, listen, I hate the guy, but this is what they said. But you can't disagree with the fact that the economy is doing well. He didn't take crap off anybody. What he says, he does. And this is what is attracting a segment of the community, of the country, that they like about him. So you may not like his personality and how he does it in the process, but they like the things that he's doing. So you know what? I have to go, you know, I'll rest my case there.
Well, that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. To that point, I have to wonder then why, as a party, you'd want to change what we're doing now. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what the president said, but the reason the economy's doing well is that he's lifted regulations and he's cut taxes and he's done these other things. And you've got a whole slate of people running for president, including right. Mike Bloomberg, right. who would turn all that around and raise taxes.
I don't think he would. And I think what Trump is doing is, and you're going to agree with me, he's following the playbook that Obama left for him, and he's just, you know. I think you'll agree with me there.
I think, Keith, that within about, I'm going to estimate here, within about 9 months, if he does any more executive orders, he will have reversed. It'll be like the Obama administration never existed. He's reversing everything that guy did wrong.
And that's did wrong?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to agree to disagree.
You're a good sport, Keith. Thank you for coming in here, my friend.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be here.
We appreciate you for that.
All right. I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
See you. All right, buddy.
Later, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Back with your phone calls. Carly Shimkus from Fox and Friends joining us in the next segment. Stick around. Well, you tell Carly we said hello.
They say hello.
I've always wanted to be on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Did you hear that? Wow. Here she's yelling.
And boom, Carly Shimkus of Fox and Friends, that fast, is on the Mark Cox Morning Show. How are you?
Good morning. Ask and you shall receive. My goodness, it is an honor.
Well, it's our honor. We're so excited about this. You know, I get Todd Pyro and what a great bump I've got here up to Carly Shimkus. Don't tell him.
Oh,
I said
you
that.
Are a dream. I won't tell him you said that. I had no idea how loud I was screaming in his office in a crowded work floor. So I apologize to all my coworkers for shouting that yesterday.
Carly, you are just all over Fox News these days, and I love watching your reports on Fox and Fringe. You guys look like you're just having a great time there in the morning.
You know, it is so true, and I feel the same way about your show too. You know, when you gotta wake up early, you gotta grind out the hours. The only way that you can really do that is just to have a good time. And working with people like Todd and Ainsley, Steve, Brian, Jillian, they're really just great folks. So yeah. I feel very, very lucky.
Yeah, you know, I was in the television news business for a long time, and was a general assignment reporter, and you never knew what you were going to get assigned to day in and day out. But I tell you what, those folks, I'm just going to send a note up to Fox today. They're missing the boat with you, because you do a great job with your feature reporting, but they need to get you on the anchor desk. What's going on up there at Fox?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, Todd and I, for any really early risers, Todd and I are still in anchoring the 4 a.m. show.
Right.
So I guess it would it be 3 a.m. your time?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess it's kind of like if you were staying up late watch, but it is a bunch of fun. And thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I've been at Fox for my whole entire career. My first job was at Fox Business. I was Don Imus's assistant.
Okay.
And then I just hassled everybody to put me on air. And finally, I just wore them out. They were like, all right, shut up. We'll give it to you.
Yeah, that's what you've got to do. I saw earlier this week you guys were talking about the Super Bowl. Obviously, everybody's talking about it. I saw Todd eating chicken wings yesterday.
Like a savage. Yeah, that's
yeah,
very
yeah, like
enjoyable.
A savage. That's the one thing I don't miss about TV is trying to have to eat and then talk about it on the air.
Oh my gosh, that just happened to me this morning. We did a McDonald's segment because McDonald's just came out with a new breakfast sandwich, and they were like, it has to be really quick, take a bite and then tease. And I was like, okay, sure, no problem. And I didn't realize like what that would entail, and it was probably disgusting. I was very uncomfortable with it, but the sandwich was delicious, and really that's all that matters in the end.
Yeah, that really is all that matters. Carly, listen, I know you're on a tight schedule here. You got something you got to run and do. We really appreciate having you on this morning, and we'd love to do it again.
It would be my pleasure anytime. Thank you so much for letting me dip the toe in in the sand of your show. Awesome. I truly appreciate it.
That is awesome. Carly Shimkus, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
You bet. Carly Shimkus there from Fox and Friends, at Carly Shimkus on Twitter. You can follow her there and kind of find out what she's up to on a daily basis.
She just seems fun. Yeah.
She's
lovely.
She is lovely. We were going to have her on for a little bit longer, but then she got an assignment, and she has to be back on the air for Fox here in a few minutes. So,
Her and Todd, they're big deals. They got to get back on TV and do their thing.
She's going to be a daytime anchor there before long.
Absolutely.
She's a rising star there.
She just seems kind and genuine. She doesn't hurt that she's very pretty.
Doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt at all. I'm sure. I.
No, it was fun to have her on. Now we're going to have some sort of like fight between Todd and Carly over the Mark Cox Morning Show slot.
I know. No kid. We're going to have to get her own open. I told her. And it's got to start with that sound we've got of her.
Oh, yeah.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Sometimes I think that you should make these opens. You always have these big ideas.
And then you can take the time and do them, Mark.
I prefer just to make, timely suggestions, and then you're so good at implementing them. It's just fantastic.
Oh.
I couldn't begin to edit those things together. I could edit videotape if we had an old videotape machine here, but the technology there, I'd really have to get some intensive training.
Do they even make the videotapes that you used to, editing machines that you used to edit on?
Oh,
I don't mean
Mark.
That to be rude, but everything's digital now.
Look at Sue Thomas looking at me in there. Sue Thomas is like, did she just call you a boomer? Is that what just happened on your own radio show?
No, that disrespect. Was hard.
Oh.
Sorry. That was hard.
Do they make those?
Wow.
It doesn't seem likely.
Well, we had to hire little mice to go around and swirl the tape, and I'm not sure they train them anymore.
It was amazing.
But we could try.
It was amazing you could take those Polaroids and tape them together and run them real fast.
Well, so
it's like a moving picture.
Yeah. That's how it was. Right, Mark? Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's how it was. Not when I left.
He's not Joe Biden's age. Come on.
Nobody is.
Do you know? You may not know this. Do you know what historical fact in the television business that Channel 4 here in St. Louis retains to this day?
What's that?
So back in the day, when everybody used to still use film in their television cameras, when they would go out and even up through the 60s and early 70s, when they would go out and do that, the industry was slowly moving over to ENG, or electronic news gathering. Mm-hmm. Channel 4 was the first station in the country to go all ENG.
Mm-hmm.
So they hold that designation still. I think it was in 1978.
That's a big deal.
When they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big switcher. Of course, they were still a CBS-owned and operated station at that point. But to your point, when I graduated from college, we had been taught how to splice audio tape together, which, of course, you in the radio business, you recorded everything on those thin that looked like the tapes out of a cassette tape.
Reel to reel.
You recorded it on the reel to reel, and then you had to go in and splice it together. Sue, did you guys?
I know how to splice.
You had to go in and cut them. You had to cut it with a razor blade, splice it together, put a piece of clear tape on it, basically, and hope that it held together while you played it back.
That's pretty much it. And they would teach you on long songs, like an Allman Brothers track, and you had to make it sound like the music wasn't skipping.
Ooh,
it was fun. Yeah, that was the final, as I recall.
I learned how to do mine editing news bits together with, sound bites to make a story. You'd record something and then put a sound bite in the middle of it and tape it.
You could take out pauses or a mistake.
But it was it was time consuming. Can I just say that? So. Very glad that
just be
we
thankful,
don't have to
Trisha.
Do that anymore.
The skill set
when
I don't
he throws
have.
One of these things he wants you to do, it's like, well, it could be worse.
True.
You could be doing it with tape.
So, thank you. So go back and queue up the reel-to-reel. I saw one here the other day somewhere. I think it should be in the broadcast museum.
Oh, there's one right here. I've got
thank
one
you.
Right
there's
here.
One over in Stu's studio there, and I'll help you out
I'm
and show
fine,
you how to do that.
I'm fine.
No mice either.
I'll make whatever you want.
Yeah. It's a reference you make, right? Let's go to the video. Well, there is no really any video anymore. It's all digital. And that was a big change as well. Audio, everything's digital. So easy these days.
Yeah, we don't tape anything. We record it. It's all the,
I know Mark still says he's taping stuff.
Yeah.
I know that. It's old habits are really, really hard to break sometimes, right?
It is, yeah.
Speaking of which, I participated in a podcast yesterday with the one and only Carl Middleman.
Oh, yeah.
Carl Middleman, and I was able to do this, of course, with he and Lynn Venhouse, who works for the Belleville News Democrat and the Webster Times, and they do movie reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carl calls
me up.
Did
you do a movie review?
Carl calls me up, and he says, how would you like to come in and sit in with Lynn and I today when we do our podcast? It's like the 50th one that they've done on this, and I'm like, well, you know, I'll give it a shot, but you do know what you're getting into here, don't you? Because I don't see as many movies as you. Carl sees like 85 movies a month.
Yes.
Yeah.
He sees all of them.
He's like, oh, we'll have a great time. You'll know more of them than, and I had actually seen a movie they hadn't.
I guess we need to listen to the podcast.
You're going to have to listen to the podcast. Okay. It's a tease. No, I'm just kidding. it's that new movie out with Will Smith in it. The remake of
The Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
What you gonna do? You went and saw Bad Boys in the theater?
He's so random.
My son was still home for Christmas.
There we go.
He wanted to watch it, sat down and watched it. And it just kind of...
Had you seen the two before it?
I'd seen one of the first one. I saw the first one years ago. I don't think I'd seen the sequel to it.
I remember the first one being funny.
But it was funny. And so it was sort of like... You know, it was fun. It was a fun movie. They didn't try to overdo it. There was a couple car chases. There were some people getting shot. But it was fun to see Will Smith.
I like Will Smith. Yeah, he's funny.
He did a good job in the movie.
Is that the only one you saw?
It's the only one I'd seen that they hadn't seen, because apparently they get to go to all these movie premieres here in St. Louis. And for some reason they skipped St. Louis on that movie premiere. Maybe they didn't want bad press on it. I don't know. Mm. But they hadn't seen that one yet, and they hadn't gone to the theater to see
it. Did you see 1917?
I have not yet. Carl loved it.
I figured
Carl
that would have been it. One that you would go see.
I want to see it. It's on my list. Yeah. I just haven't gone to me. I told him this yesterday.
Hours in the day.
I'm not the guy that refers to them as films. I go to movies, right? And the thing I think has changed the industry these days is that you can sit in a recliner and you can bring your beer into the movie theater with you. That is a game changer.
Yeah.
I'm much more likely to
must.
Go to a theater now than I was before when you didn't have all those luxuries.
Though for me, I fall asleep because of that.
Because you can sit back
done. I probably doze off in every movie I go to.
Is that just
If I'm at home, I'm out. At a theater, I still doze off.
Is that just a weekday thing because of our nap situation?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Denise is secretly an old man. That's what's happening.
Hello, boomer.
I'm really the boomer in the room, okay, everybody?
Yep.
Let's be honest.
That's why we love you.
That months from now, or perhaps even years from now, when people look back at this time, coronavirus will be considered the bigger story than impeachment.
Wow, maybe people are worried about it. They just had to divert a whole plane load of people who chartered a jet, like 245 Americans, to fly back from China. And when the Americans realized it was about to enter the airspace, they scrambled it and diverted it to a smaller airport and contained it till they could check out everybody on board. I don't know if it was going to fly into LAX and just let all these people off or what, but they got to be careful with this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Since we don't really have a vaccine for it yet.
Did you guys get the alert yesterday from our local stations, us and KMOX, that said a Missouri man tested negative for the coronavirus, or a Missouri patient?
Mm-hmm.
When I read that, I thought it said positive, so I thought it's here. And it came in two different versions, and both times it caught my attention. Thankfully, it was just a report to say there's nothing to see here.
Mizzou put out an email to parents yesterday just telling students to take precautions and wash their hands, and they have no reports of any problems down there. But, you know, I'm sure that's probably that same email went out to every university in the country. In the world, maybe, for that matter.
It's such a fine line between being cautious and scaring everybody.
True.
I've been joking about this apocalypse, but you really can cause a mass panic by sending out warnings of things. It's just a fine line.
Very true.
It's like with the weather. The panic.
It's a very good analogy.
You know, earlier on the news, Denise reported that the state of Illinois has announced they're not Their dispensary is closed on Monday to recreational marijuana sales.
Yes,
but they are only selling it to people with medical marijuana cards. And for now, at least, they're recognizing a medical marijuana card from Missouri if you need to drive over there and buy some, because there aren't any dispensaries here yet, right, in Missouri?
Medical marijuana is legal, and they've been approved, but I don't think that I don't believe they're up and running. But like the cards are, like, the whole process is going out. People are being notified if they are receiving their, you know, basically credentials or whatever to open the dispensaries.
But you can go, you can drive over to Illinois and buy it legally in Illinois
on Mondays.
On Mondays. Mm-hmm. And somebody texted me and pointed out, you probably need to warn people, just in case they don't know, that because it's still illegal federally, if you transport it back across a state line, you're breaking federal law.
Even with the medical card?
Even with the medical marijuana card, doesn't give you permission to transport it across state lines.
It is so messy.
It is.
This whole thing is so messy.
Well, in this story that I'm reading from KMOV, it doesn't go into any of that. It's just saying, hey, if you have a card, Collinsville's accepting a medical marijuana card on Mondays.
Yes. If you choose to take that risk, there you go.
That's so arbitrary to me as well.
Yeah, so that's just the day they decided to close their business down to recreational in order to, like, restock, do all that kind of stuff, but still keep the medical ones going.
Yeah. Be sure and gas up in Missouri before you drive over and overpay for your weed in Illinois. Just a little friendly advice there. Good Lord.
We all
buy your cigarettes here
to offer.
And your gas here, and then drive over there and get your weed.
Exactly.
See? Such a great symbiotic relationship we have
Full
with our friends over in Illinois. Absolutely. Stop by Sauget on your way home. It'll be great.
I found the second location of PT's the other way. On my way home.
Okay.
It got brought up.
Were you searching?
No. Oh, well, no. What are you talking about? It got brought up, and I didn't realize there were two locations, and then I had a detour, and I ended up finding that second one.
News you can use.
It was lovely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.